Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Memhei. We begin on Memhei Amud Aleph, four lines from the top with a brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins and tells us, Mitzvahs Arava Ketzad. How does one perform the mitzvah of the Arava during the days of the Beis HaMikdash? Nowadays, Nebuch, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. So as we already pointed out, we only have a Zikaron. We have a Zecher LeMikdash by taking the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. However, during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Arava every day. So mitzvahs Arava Ketzad in the Beis HaMikdash, how did they perform this? So Makom Hayoh Lamatam Yerushalayim, there was a place nearby Yerushalayim, below Yerushalayim, Vinikra Motza, others of the Girsa, Mutza, and we'll see this was a name indicating that there were no taxes on this place. In other words, this place was Hefker, and therefore there was no problem of Gezela, of taking something that belonged to somebody else, when the Shluchi Beis then went to this place, Motza or Mutza, to go and take the Aravos. So there was this place nearby Yerushalayim, Lamatam Yerushalayim, known as Mutza or Motza, and Yardim Shom, the Beis Din, would send the Shluchim to go and take from there the Malakdim Yisham Murvio Shal Arava. They would go and take there the Arava branches from that place, Uboin, and they would go and bring them Vizokvin Osam Bitsidi HaMizbeach, and they would go and stand them against the Mizbeach. We'll learn a little bit more about this momentarily in the Gemara. Tosus points out this goes according to the opinion that says Li Achar Shehekifu Pamachas Laman Diomar Arava Benetila. This goes according to the opinion that after they held the Arava, they would circle the Mizbeach with the Arava, and only afterwards be Zokev the Arava Eitzel HaMizbeach. There was another opinion that we learned previously that said that they didn't circle the Mizbeach with the Arava, they just put the Arava against the Mizbeach, and they circled the Mizbeach with a lulav. In any event, the Roshayan, the heads of these Aravos, Kifufin, would be bent over, Al-Gabi HaMizbeach, would lean over the top of the Mizbeach. Now the Mizbeach was quite tall. The top of the Mizbeach was 9 amma above the ground. Then you had the corners of the Mizbeach, which was another amma above the ground. So the Gemara is going to define why they needed these very long Aravos to go and reach over to the top of the Mizbeach. The top of these Aravos would bent over the top of the Mizbeach, and at the conclusion of this, the Kohanim would blow trumpets, Toku Vehiriyu Vitoku. Tosu says they did this Mishum Simcha, out of great happiness, they would go and blow these trumpets at this point in time. Now, every day they would circle the Mizbeach, either holding the Arava or holding the Lulav, again, according to the two different opinions, and they would say, V'omrim, as they did this circling of the Mizbeach, Onu Hashem Oshiyano, Onu Hashem Hatzlichano. So that's the way they would do it on the first 6 days of Sukkot before Hoshana Rabbah. One time each day they would circle the Mizbeach. This is Keneged, the battle against the city of Yericho, when they circled Yericho once each day. And on the seventh day, they circled it 7 times. We'll see on Hoshana Rabbah, we circle it 7 times as well. So according to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, they would say as they circled, Ono Hashem Oshiyanah, Ono Hashem Hatzlichanah. Rav Yehuda says they had a slightly different text as they would circle. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ani Vaho Hoshiyanah. Instead of saying, Ono Hashem Oshiyanah, they said, Ani Vaho Hoshiyanah. Rashi explains, the Gematria, Ono Hashem, is the exact same as Ani Vaho. And furthermore, this shem Ani Vaho is Echad Mishivim Mushtayim Shemos Heim Hanikuvim Mishalosh Mikros Hasmuchim Beparishas Vahi Bishalach. So this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Vaho, so the Vav, Hey, and the Vav are the first letter, the last letter, and the first letter of three psukim that we find in Bishalach that comprise a 72-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda says that's what they would say, Ani Vaho Hoshia Na, not On Hashem Hoshia Na. In any event, then on Hoshana Rabbah, instead of just circling 1 time, just like by Yericho, they circled on the 7th day 7 times, so too over here on Hoshana Rabbah, on the 7th day of Sukkot, they encircled the Mizbeach 7 times. Our meaning, of course, is we do similar with the Hoshanas. We, except on Shabbos, we don't circle, but on the other days of Sukkot, we circle, as we say, the Hoshanas. We circle with our lulav, not with an arava. And on the 7th day, we also circle 7 times. Our minhag is with our lulav, and then we ultimately put down the lulav, and then we say certain kapitlach, and we hold the Hoshana. And ultimately, afterwards, we beat the Hoshana on the ground. Like we said, that's the chovit that the Rambam says. According to Rashi, we do nanuim with the arava. In any event, the Mishnah continues and says, Bishas p'tiroson mohin omrim. At the conclusion of the 7th day, after Hoshana Rabbah, if they circled the Mizbeach 7 times, what would they say? So they would say, Yofi l'cho Mizbeach, Yofi l'cho Mizbeach. They would praise the Mizbeach and say, you, Mizbeach, are great. You are the source of kapara for us. You are great to us, Mizbeach. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Elazar Omer, they would combine this with praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cho u l'cho Mizbeach. L'cho Ulucha Mizbeach. They would say to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the Mizbeach. And they would say this twice. Again, that's for emphasis. And the Gemara is going to ask, you're not allowed to compare anything to Hashem. And here you seem to be comparing the Mizbeach with Hashem. So the Gemara will discuss this. The Mishnah continues and says that the same way that it was done on a weekday of Sukkot, Kimaseo Bechol, Kach Maseo B'Shabbos. So too, when Sukkot was on Shabbos, the same thing would happen. However, instead of bringing them on Shabbos, because there'd be a problem of carrying, Elosha Yumin locked in Osam Erev, they would go and gather these Arabos on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, and we bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, they didn't want them to get dried out. They would put it into these narrow containers. They were wide at the bottom, narrow at the top, and they were made out of gold, and they would put them with water, and this way, their rubbers would not dry out. That was the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yochanan Miroka says it wasn't the Aravas that they did this with. Chariyo Shaldekel, they did dried out palm trees. Hayumavian, they would take the branches from these dried out palm trees. The Choftin also Bekarka, Betsidia Mizbeach, and they would clap with these Chariyo Shaldekel, these dried out palm branches, and they would go and clap on the ground with them next to the Mizbeach. And that day was called the day that they would bang or beat with these chorios on the ground. Now, miyad, some understand this that immediately after this, they understand the word miyad to mean immediately. That's one of the explanations that Tosus brings down over here. But the simple understanding over here is miyad tinokos, from the hands of the children, then shomtin es lulavim. They would grab the lulavim from the children, and they would also take their esrogim, the ochlin esrogehin. Others explain, no, that immediately the children did this because the children's wasn't huktzul mitzvaso, and that's why they were able to go and eat them. According to the understanding that it was adults who grabbed the children's esrogim, because the children's esrogim were not muktzul lemitzvah, their own esrogim they couldn't go and eat at this point in time. They were still huktzul mitzvaso. In any event, that is the conclusion of the Mishnah. Gemara starts off and says, Tana, the name of the place wasn't Mutzah, but it was known as Makom Kolnoya Haba. It was a place that was Kolnoya. Kolnoya, Rashi explains, is Ben Chorin Min Hamas Shomelech. It was a place that was free from the taxes of the king. Why did our Tana call it Motza? The Tana did not in my time or currently Motza. So I did the Nefak Nikarago de Malka. Since you didn't have to pay the head tax, the king's tax, so currently Motza. It was called exempt. It was called Yotze. It was called not obligated in the taxes of the king. Rabbeinu Chananel says, here, she'enon sados hamukafos, they weren't protected fields, elikamo amidbar, she'en olamas, they were open to the public, and therefore there was no tax on them. The Rabbeinu Avadja, Bar Tenura, brings down, she'apot mimas machas shelochen misham es harobos, they bedavka set this up to grow these very long, tall aravos there, and therefore they didn't belong to anybody, and that's why they were parted from the king's tax. And that's a similar idea that's brought down the Sefer Kapos Tamarim. Shepotuus anshi amokum in amas mishum shahoyu megadlin aravos aruchos as achasriyama bishul kiyuma mitzvah. Since this was being done for the mitzvah purposes and not for parnasa purposes, so it was exempt from the king's tax. Then we said ubayin v'zolkvin osam betzidei mizbeyach v'chule. So then they would go and put it against the Mizbeach, and it would hang over the top of the Mizbeach. Now, Tono, we learned in the Braisa. Now, the Girsa that we have is Rabos, the Arukos. But if you look in the Hagos, Mea Rav Ronsberg, so he brings down the word Rabos should be erased, Nimchak, and instead replace it with the word Rakos, that they were soft or pliant. So therefore, these were very long, Rakos, the Arukos, very long and pliant types of Arabos. And they were very tall, Ugvoos Achad Osor Amma. They were 11 Amma tall, and they needed to be this height, Kadeshu Gochos Al Mizbeach Amma. So they would lean over on top of the Mizbeach by a full Amma. Now, why did they need to be 11 Ammas? So we now do the calculation for the Mizbeach. So Amma Mereimar Mishun Marzutra. Mereimar says in the name of Marzutra, Shema Minah. We can see from here that they were, quote, only 11 Amma tall, that they had to have been not on the ground, but they were placed al yisod hamizbeach manach lehu. So they were not on the ground, but they were on a one Amma platform known as the yisod that was at the bottom of the mizbeach. So they were already raised one Amma from the ground, and that is necessary for them to be able to hang over one Amma over the top of the mizbeach. Now, why is that? Because if you're going to tell me that they were actually on the ground, so then if they were 11 Amma tall, they wouldn't be able to be hanging over the top of the Mizbeach by a full Amma. Why is that? Let's check it out. The bottom of the Zbech was filled in, if you're looking at it from a bird's eye view, it was a 32 square by a 32 Amma square. Now, it really wasn't. There was part of it that was missing, but we'll just look at it that way, as a 32 Amma by 32 Amma. And then it rose up one Amma, and then you indented in one Amma, because the next square, which was a 5 Amma tall block, was 30 by 30. So when you went up one Amma, you indented in one Amma, and then you reached up 5 more Amma tall. And that's when you indented again another Amma in. The next block, which is 3 Amma tall, was 28 by 28. So if you look at this, you're going up and then flat, up and then flat, and then up, and then you have the top of the Mizbeach. So how much do you have? So you have the Yesod at the bottom, which is one Amma up and then one Amma flat, and then you go up 5 Amma, and then you go one Amma flat, so that's 1 plus 1 plus 5 plus 1, that's a total of 8, and then you go up another 3, which is 11, and then you go in on the top, you have the Kronos and the four corners, but the distance from the ground to the top is 11 Amma, not vertical, there's also 2 Amma horizontal component. Now, if you were to place this 11 Amma tall Arava on the ground, so it would need 11 Amma just to get to the top of the Mizbeach. It wouldn't be able to hang over an Amma on the top of the Mizbeach. And therefore, when we say over here that Ola Shalosh, Zeh Mekom HaKronos, now you're up to the top part of the Mizbeach, which has in the corners the Kronos, that's 11 Ammas. It's 9 Amma vertical and 2 Amma horizontal. So how could you have it Gochos HaGabi Mizbeach, Heche Mishkachas Lev, is only 11 Amma tall. And it has to be then just going to the tip of the top of the Mizbeach. Ergo, it must be Elav Shmamina, a Yesod Manachlu. It was actually standing on the top of the Yesod. So you already were this one Amma up. And therefore, now you place it on the top of the Yesod. So you therefore now have an 11 Amma Arava. It will be able to stretch over the top of the Mizbeach by a full Amma, because it's already an Amma off the ground. And therefore, Shema Minah, this is correct. It started off, as Marema Mishum Marzutra said, not on the ground, but it started off on the Yesod. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo says, Micro, where do we learn all of this, that the Arava has to be over the top of the Mizbeach? So he darshan the Pasuk from Halel, Shenemar, Isru Chag Ba'avosim, Ad Kenos HaMizbeach. So he darshans that in this fashion, that you will go Isru, means to encircle the Mizbeach on the Yontif of Sukkos, B'chag, Ba'avosim. You'll do it with the Arava. That's represented over here with the word Avosim. And how high should it be? Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. It goes all the way up until the top of the Mizbeach. So this Pasuk in Halel, Isru Chag Bavusim, Ad Karnos HaMizbeach, Rabbi Yavo Darshins, to teach us that the Arava has to be hanging over the top of the Mizbeach. Another statement from Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Anot HaLulav Bigudo. If a person goes and takes the Lulav, binding it with the Hadasim and the Aravos, the Hadas B'Avosu, and he takes the Hadasim with their Avosu, means that he takes Kosher Hadasim that have 3 in each row, Malul of a cost of such a person who does this mitzvah beautifully. So about him it is said, Kilu banim mizbeach, the hikriv alav karban, as if he built a mizbeach and sacrificed on it. Where do we see this from? Shenemar, because the same pasuk that we just said, and we turn to them, hey, Omud Beis, Isru Chag Ba'avusim, I can also mizbeach. Here we darshan it this way, that you go take the lulav and you'll take the hadasim, Isru, you'll go bind on Chag, on the yontif, Ba'avusim, with the hadasim, the lulav and hadasim. It will be like Ad Karnos HaMizbeach. It will be like you brought up the blood to the Karnos of the Mizbeach. In other words, it will be just like you brought Korbanos. Another drasha. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Shimon Yochai. Others say it was Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon HaMachosi, who said it, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan HaMachosi. Whoever it was that said this, said as follows, Kol Ose Isur Lechog, B'yachilu Shasiyah, anybody that adds on, this will be the source of Isru Chag, anybody that adds on and binds an extra day of Achila Ushasiyah to the Chag, in other words, the day after the Yontif is over, they still treat it a little bit like a Yontif. So Malo, all of a Kosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider such a person, Kilu Bottom Mizbeach, like they built a Mizbeach, the Hikriv Olav Karban. And that's again, based upon this Pasuk, Shenemar, Isru Chag, make an Isru Chag, Bavosim, when you go and bring to the Mizbeach, Avosim here refers to korbanos ad karnos mizbeach. It's like you put the blood of these korbanos on the top of the mizbeach. Rashi explains here, avosim means behemos, avos ushmenos, thick animals, fat animals. So again, we have a number of drashas over here of isru chag bavosim ad karnos mizbeach. Another statement that was made in the name of these gedolim, omer chizkiah, omer rabbi yirmiyah, mishum rabbi shimon bar yochai, Chizkiya said in the name of Yirmiyah, in the name of Shimon ben Bachai, Kol ha-mitzvos kulan, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, ain adam yotzei b'hem el derech vilosan. The proper way to be yotzei the mitzvah, it has to be in the way that it grows. So when you hold the lulav, it has to be in the direction that the lulav is growing. You hold the arava, the adasim, the esrog, it has to be held in the direction in which it grows. If you don't, you're not yotzei. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk tells us, Yosi says hakroshim lamishkan atzei shitim omdim. Now this is a strange formulation of the pasuk. It should have said Yosi so es hakroshim atzei shitim lamishkan. What does it mean? They made the crusher for the Mishkan, Atzei Shitim Omdim. So it's said in a funny way. So the extra words, Atzei Shitim Omdim, come to teach us that they have to be Omdim, that the Atzei Shitim have to be placed in the same way that they grow on the tree. That's the way they have to be placed. So too we learn out, in general, there's a binyanav to all the mitzvos. So when you take the lulav, the hadas, and the arav, the esrog, they all have to be taken in the same way that they grow. That's again the reason why when we take the esrog and the lulav originally to make the bracha, we don't want to be yotzi yet, so we turn the esrog upside down. It's now not in the way that it grows, and you can't be yotzi with it. Tadi Nami Yochi, the Braisa says the same thing as the Amor Rechizkiya said. The Braisa says, Atzei Shitim Omdim, we darshan out, Sha'omdim Derech Gidli Loson. They have to stand it up in the way that it was growing as a tree. Alternatively, Dover Acher, another drasha would be for Atzei Shitim Omdim. The word Omdim comes to teach us, Shema Midin Es Tzipuyan, that there's a plating, a gold plating that was put on top of these atzei shitim. It was attached with golden nails, and these pegs or nails that were attaching it, so the wood supported the gold plating. So that's what it means, atzei shitim, that are omdim, that they're mamidin, they hold up as tzipuyin, the golden plating that was on top of them. Another drasha, dover acher, what does atzei shitim omdim mean? Shema tomar, you might want to say that Nebuch, when the Mishkan was destroyed, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Ovad Sivram Ubatel Sikuyon. Rashi says Ovad Sivram means Mishenignaz Olamoed Nebuch, when the Mishkan was put away, Batel Lo Olamis. One might have thought that that's it, it's gone forever. And it says Ubatel Sikuyon. Sikuyon, Rashi tells us, is Tochaltam Umabatam. What basically this means is that all of their future is gone, that the Tocheles and their appearance is not going to be there anymore. So you might have thought that they're gone forever. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, and says, Atzei Shitim Omdim. No, their value is permanent forever, for all eternity. Shomdim li'olam, ul'olme olamim. So they'll never go away. What they stood for will always be there. Even if they physically aren't there, they will always have an eternal purpose. Another member of the Chizkiya said, V'yom ha-Chizkiya, Amar v'yirmiya, Mishum r'shim v'yochai. He said as follows, Yochani Liftor is called Olam Kulo Min Adin. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the great Rabbi Shimon, who was in the cave for 12 years and then an extra year with his son, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. And they reached such high spiritual planes that he knew about himself that he was not bragging, but he knew about himself that he was a fully Yari Shemayim. He had reached such a high Madrega. So he said about himself, Yochani Liftor is called Olam Kulo Min Adin. Based upon just my status, my merit, I could basically remove punishment from the entire world. I could exempt the entire world from being punished because of my zechusim, the whole world would, so to say, get a free ride. Yochal ni liv toras kol olam kulam min adin. And this would occur, miyom shenivresi ad ata, for all the days of my life. There would be, so to say, an atonement for Klai Yisrael just for my being, for my zechusim. And if you'd go and add my son, vil mole, now we have the Girsa Eliezer, but in the Fus Yad and other Girsos, it really should be Elazar. And his son was a Elazar of Shimon. The Omale Elazar ben Imi, and if you would add not only myself, but you'd bring my son Rabbi Elazar, who survived in the cave with me for the 12/13 years, so then both of us together would be able to exempt the whole world from any punishment. Miyom shenivra ha'olam yad akshav, from the first days of creation till now, our zechusim are so great, are so plentiful, that the world would be able to be exempted based upon our zechusim. And you know what? If you would go and add, Vilmale, Yosam ben Uziyo, Imanu, if you were to go add to us the great king Yosam ben Uziyo, why was he called such a great king? Because when his father Uziyo got Saras, Yosam was made the new king, but he didn't want to in any way disrespect his father. So anything that he did in the shame of his father, and he never officially took the title as king, even though his father really wasn't able to function as the king because his father had Saras. In any event, Yosam ben Uziyo, if you would add him to us, Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon Yochai said, if you add Yosam ben Uzio to Reb Elazar and myself, so then Miyom Shenivra Olam at Sofa, then we would be able to, the three of us, would be able to have such zuchusim that it could negate any punishment from happening to all of Klai Yisrael from the beginning of the world until the end of the world. That's how great we three are. Now, the Rabbeinu Hananel says, what was so special about these three people? There were other great tzaddikim as well. So he says, V'loma Yosam, what was Yosam special about? So it says, Kilo kibel mizuchuyos ubolam hazeh, that Yosam didn't live off any of his merit in this world. His entire reward was saved for the world to come. And this was true as well about Rabbi Shimon and Bino Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Shelo kiblu ba'olam hazeh, they didn't receive any reward in this world for their great deeds. And therefore, lefiko chaysel mizuchus gedola mishara tzadikim. And that's why, in some way, they were considered greater than all the other tzadikim. That's what the Rabbeinu Hananel says. Rashi in Divya Yom says, Mishum Shoya Melech Tzadik, he was a great righteous king, Vayonov Yoser Mishar Melochim, and he was more humble than all the other kings. And therefore, Zuchuso Gedola Bekach, Shekibit Isovim, because the way he honored his father, as I said, was a Metzorah, and all the days of his father's kingship, which he wasn't able to fulfill, Yosem HaYashofet, Yosem was the king. It says, Vahi Uzio Hamelech Mitzorah Ad Yomoso. Uzio had Tzaras until the day of his death. Vayeshev Beis Echovshis Mitzorah Ki Nigzami Beis Hashem. He wasn't allowed to be the king. The Yosem Beno Al Beis Hamelech Shofet Isam Oritz. And Yosem took over. But Lo Notal Keser Malchus Tachazov. If he never took the official title of king while his father was alive. And likewise, Bechein called Dinim Shoya Omer. Any decree that he made, he said, this is my father's decree. And therefore, Rashi says, for all of Nemar, ben yechabed ov. This was the classical example of the son honoring the father. And Rashi says further, shekol hamalachim shalafonu v'shachrov, all the kings before Yosam and after Yosam, nimtza behem chet. They all had some sort of a sin. And only Yosam, lo nimtza shum chet v'dofi. He was free of sin and had no problems. And therefore, rak hu hayaroy lift Torah olam and adin. Only he could, so to say, exempt the world from being punished. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, "V'amar Chizkiah." Another statement that Chizkiah made: "Amar v'yamir mishum Rishim Yochai, ro'isi b'nei aliyah v'hem muatim." Rishim Yochai said, "I see the people that are b'nei aliyah. What are the b'nei aliyah?" So the Rabbeinu Hananel says that he saw in the Ruach Hakodesh through a chalom, ki atzadikim shebedor hazeh haruyin lalos leGan Eden muatidhem, that those in his generation that were roy to go to Gan Eden were very, very few, and therefore he said, if in fact there's 1,000 of such people, im elef hein, so then certainly ani ubni mehen, myself and my son would be included in that 1,000. If it was only 100, im eya hein, ani ubni mehen, then we would also be included. And guess what? Even if it was only 2, im shnayim hein, the only 2 people in this generation of the Bnei Aliyah, that would be ani ubni hein, it would be me and my son. Umi zutre kule hai, the Gemara says, really, were there so few individuals in this generation that were deserving of reaching Gan Eden? After all, Va'oma Rava had said, now the gears that we have is Tamne Srei Alfei Dori. There were 18,000 rows. Have the Kami the Kusha Brichot. They were in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Others have the Girsa, and it seems that way for Rashi over here as well, that it wasn't 18,000 rows, it was just 18,000 people. Saviv Shmon Osir Elef, Rashi says. So there were 18,000 tzaddikim standing in between the angels and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, Soviv Shmona Asar Elef. There were around HaKadosh Baruch Hu 18,000 great people. So how can you tell me if there were 1,000 it would include me and my son, or 100, or only 2? We see that there were 18,000. So why is he saying that B'nei Aliyah, V'hei Mu'atim, that there's so few? Rabbi Shimon Yochai said there's so few. But here it seems like there are 18,000. That's not so few. So Gemara says, Lokasha. No, in fact, that's not correct. There are there the 18,000, and then there are the few that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai mentioned. And the difference between them is, Hodu mistakli baspaklarya hamira, Hodu lo mistakli baspaklarya hamira. Aspaklarya, Rashi says, is a mechitza shechotzetzes b'neim l'shchina. There was a divide, some sort of mechitza between the people and the shchina. And there were those they were able to see very directly, and that was the few. And there were those that were able to see only through an opacity, through a pacification type of a window, and that was the larger amount. So therefore, there's no steer to say that there was 18,000 or that there was only 1,000 or 100 or even 2. And the Gemara says, "Udimistakli bas baklar yamira mizutri kuli hai." So according to what you just said, those that look through the clear window, so to say, towards the Shechina, so there's still very few of them. But how can that be? There were more than that, or more than two. V'amar Abaye, lo pachus alma mitlosin v'shisa tzadike. The world has never less than the 36 tzadikim, what we call the Lamed Vavniks. So there's always at least 36 great tzadikim in every generation, the makabli apei Shechina b'chayom, that are roy worthy to see the Shechina every day. And this is based upon the pasuk shenema Ashrei kol chochei lo. There's a great praise Ashrei to those that wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we dash in the word lo 36 lo bigamatra tlosin v'shisahavu. So this implies that there are at least 36. How can you say there are only two that look through at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The mistakli bas baklar yamira. So again, the Gemara says not a kasha, lo kasha. There's two, and then there's the other 36. Ha da'ile bevar. What does this mean? So Rashi says Berishus. Bevar means Berishus. The two, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Shimon, they could go and come at will. And the Lamed Vavniks, the 36, while they did greet the Shechina, the Ashrei Kol Chochei Lo, nevertheless they had to wait till the Shechina beckoned them in. They had to wait till the Shechina gave them permission to come in. That's the way that Rashi understands this. They couldn't enter below Rishus. That's the very, very few that could enter with Rishus at any time that they wanted to. The Rebbeinu Chananel gives a different shot. He says that this bebar means with the son. So only a father who has a son that reaches the same heights as the father, like Rebbe Lazar was the equal to Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, so they get to go in. That's the very few. But most people, they may be great, but their children aren't great. Or if the children are great, the father wasn't so great. So therefore, that's what it means, below bar. There's very few people that the father and the son are on the same great, great level. Now quote the Mishnah. It says, "Bishas petirosa mahim omri v'chulei." After they leave the Beis HaMikdash, so what would they say? So our Mishnah said the first opinion was B'shas Petirosan, they would say Yofi L'cho Mizbeach, Yofi L'cho Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, L'cho U'l'cho Mizbeach, L'cho U'l'cho Mizbeach. So there were questions, how could Rabbi Eliezer say that? After all, V'ho K'mishtatev Shem Shomai V'dover Acher. You're saying L'cho and to the Mizbeach. In other words, you're being mishtatev, you're combining HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something else. The Tanya and the Braisa said, kol mishtatev, shem shomai, v'dover acher, nekar min olam. Anybody that combines HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anything else, so you're not allowed to do that. And he'll be uprooted from the world. Nekar min olam. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, bilti l'Hashem levado. There's only Hashem. There can't be anything else combined with Hashem. So Gemara says, this is what we meant. This is what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Tochi komar. L'ka anach modim. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are modim. And to the Mizbeach, on the Mishabcha, we also say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been kind enough to give us the Mizbeach as a way that we can get a kapara. Again, L'cha, L'cha, to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anachnu modim. However, U'l'cha, anu mekalsim, and as well to the Mizbeach, we give Shevach V'odah, we give praise to the Mizbeach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this Mizbeach. But we only daven, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not Mishtatim Chas V'Sholom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anything else. As Rashi points out, we're allowed to say to the Mizbeach, Shatochobiv Lefon of Lechaper Aleinu. We're allowed to say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the Mizbeach that we get a kapar on. And Modim is Lav Loshon Hod, El Loshon Toda. This is a Loshon of thanks. Shonam Modim Bo, the Lo Kofrin. And that's not called a Kfira against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Kemaseo Bechol, just like the way that we do the Aravos on the weekdays, we do it as well on the Shabbos, with the exception that we have to go and bring the Arava on Erev Shabbos. On Rav Huna says, my time with Rav Yochanan Broker said that they would go and bring these Chorios Sheldekel, and not the Arava, but they would bring palm branches. Where does he get that from? So Gemara says, Dechsiv Kapos, it says in regards to the Lulav Kapos, which implies plural, Shnayim, two. Achas lulav, one is used for the lulav, the achas la mizbeach, and one is as part of the smitzvah of arava for the mizbeach. Gemara says, why did the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Because they darshan the word kapos, Rabbanan Omrei kapos, is spelled without a vav. Kapos ksiv, without the vav, which means that it's singular, meaning just the lulav. Rabbi Levi Omer kitomor, the chiddush over here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, is that the palm tree, the chorios that we take, have to be from a palm tree, kitomar, like a date. And what is a date? What is unique about it? Matomar zeh, this palm tree, ain lo elo lev echad. so too Af Yisrael ein lehem el lev echad la'aviyim shebashamayim. That the palm tree, Rashi points out, is unique in that it only has one area that has the moach in it. As Rashi says in Dira Masel, ein lo el lev echad, ke'ein moach, this sap that's inside it, yeshbo, kegom be'etz ha'egos ve'agefen, the ein lo ela be'etz ha'emtsoi hazokuk va'ola. The Gadol Lamala. The only time you have the sap is in the middle, big trunk. Below Bechor Yosav, Umechab Dosav, and not in any of the branches that come off it. So therefore, there's only one heart, so to say. There's only one sap, one moach inside of it. And that's what Klai Yisrael represents as well, that we only have one heart for our Kodesh Baruch. Now the Gemara says, what bracha do we make on the lulav and on the sukkah? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Lulav, we make a bracha on the lulav shiva. All 7 days. Every day you take the lulav, you make a bracha al netilas lulav. As opposed to the sukkah, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says, you make a bracha one time on the sukkah, leishe basukkah, one time, and that's it. How come? Basukkah yom echot, my time, why? Because lulav is not a mitzvah at night. As we already pointed out previously, it's only mitzvah during the daytimes. Lulav, the mifsakei leilos miyamim, that the nights separate each day is a separate mitzvah. Therefore, koyoma mitzvah biapei nafshehu. Therefore, each mitzvah of lulav is a separate entity, and therefore you make a separate bracha each day. However, sukkah, which is one continuous mitzvah, the lo mifsakei leilos miyamim, sukkah is not separated via the nights. The nights are also obligated in sukkah. So once you enter the sukkah, so to say, you're obligated the rest of the yontif in that same mitzvah of sukkah. And therefore, Yehuda Amar Rav says, Kula shiva kechad yoma aricha domo. The 7 days of sukkah are considered like one halachic day, and therefore a bracha at the beginning can pater the rest of the sitting in the sukkah. That's the opinion of Yehuda Mashmuel. We, of course, don't paskin like this. Instead, we paskin like the next opinion, which is Rabbah Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbah Bar Chana says in the name of Yochanan that sukkah, we make shiva. We make a bracha on the sukkah every single day in the sukkah. However, here he says, v'lulav yom echad, but the lulav we only make one bracha on. Why is that? My timer. So he says, sukkah daraisa shiva, sukkah, which is even in chutz laretz, is a mitzvah daraisa all 7 days. So therefore, the rabbi said, go make a bracha each day. However, lulav, which is only derabbanan nowadays, that we take the lulav, midaraisa, it is only one day outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and we said zeichel mikdash, we take it all 7 days, so lulav, which is derabbanan for the last 6 days, so sagi le b'chad yoma, it's enough to make the bracha one day on the first day. So that's the opinion of Rabbah Bar Chana on Rav Yochanan. And then we have the opinion that we hold like Lamaisa, he also Ravin on Rav Yochanan, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Yochanan, Echod Zev, Echod Zev Shiva. We make multiple brachos, both on the lulav and on the sukkah. So every day we make a bracha once on the lulav, and every time you are yotzei in the sukkah, with eating a mazonas, that's the way it's set up, or a motzi, so then we make a bracha of leishiv bas sukkah. So we don't do it one time, we do it each time. Now, this latter opinion of Rav and Amar of Yochanan is the way we actually paskin halacha l'maisa. However, the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, nekot de Rabba bar Chana b'yodach, take in your hand the opinion that Rabba bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan, not the one that Rav said in the name of Yochanan, but take that in your hand, because de kul amaroi kaime kavasi besukah, because we always paskin like Rav Yochanan, in the way that Rabbi Barachana said to Rav Yochanan, here Rav Yosef says, in regards to the sukkah. So at least in regards to the sukkah, there's no conflict between Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Barachana and Rav Yochanan. They both say the sukkah, you make a bracha all 7 days. As opposed to Rav Yehuda Mishmuel said, you only make the bracha on sukkah one day. So we pass it like Rav Yochanan, Rashi says, over Shmuel, when Shmuel and Rav Yochanan have a machlokas, we pass it like Rav Yochanan. So therefore, that's how we paskin over here, that you make a bracha on the sukkah every day. The Gemara questions this, though. Meisvei, the Gemara says, is Rav Yochanan really correct? And we turn to Memvav Amud Aleph. After all, it says, Ha'osel lulav liatzmo, if a person is making the lulav for himself, so at that time he's allowed to say, even though it's before Yontif, he's ogeyed the lulav together, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shechayanu v'kimon v'yonu l'mam azeh. As we pointed out previously, you could technically make the Shechayanu on both the sukkah and on the lulav when you make them, and not necessarily when it's yontif. So you could be yotzei the Shechayanu even before sukkahs. That's why, by the way, that on the second day of sukkahs in yontif sheni shogolius, we don't make a Shechayanu when we take the lulav on the second day. Because mimar shach, if it's really the second day, so you already made it on the first day, the Shechayanu. And if today is really the first day, and yesterday was not, but that's still allowed to make the Shechayanu, before Yontif. So therefore, that Shechiyanu that you made yesterday, if it was Yontif, you were Yotze already. If it wasn't Yontif, you're still Yotze with the Shechiyanu. So that's why we only make Shechiyanu on the first day of Yontif and not on both days for the Lulav. As opposed to, for the Yontif itself, we do have to, because for the Yontif, we have to say Sveika Dioma. And you can't make the Shechiyanu for the Yontif before Yontif starts. Now, that's in regards to the Shechiyanu. But when you go and take the actual Lulav and Esrog, the Tal Lulav says, Bo, when you're taking the Lulav and Esrog in your hand, ready to go and be Yotze, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and the Esrog, the Hadas, and the Arabos, so then you make the Bracha, Omer Baruch, and again, when it says Baruch, it means Baruch Ato Hashem, Okeinu Mechalam, Asher Kiddushanam, Nisavit Zivanu, Al Netilas Lulav. Okay, that's the Aloha. And here it says, Beferish, even though you made a bracha on the first day, Choser u'mevorech kol shiva, you make a bracha on every one of the 7 days. Now, Rabba Barachana, Amar Yochanan said, you only do that for Sukkah, but you don't do that for Lulav. So this is going to be Kasha Lulav Alulav. We'll see that in a moment. But now let's finish off this brisa. The brisa then says, Osa Sukkah liatzmo, when you're making the Sukkah before Yontif starts, so you're allowed to technically make the Shechiyanu when you finish the Sukkah. Omer, if you want, you can say then, Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kei V'Cholom, Shechiyanu V'Kimonu V'Yonu Zamanu Zeh, Baruch Shechiyanu V'Kimonu V'Chulei. Fine. Once it's already Sukkah, Nichnas Leishe Bobo Basukkah, you're going to sit down in the Sukkah now on Sukkah, Omer, then you make the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kei V'Cholom, Asher Kiddushan Masav Tzivanu Leishe Basukkah. And here the Brisa says, "V'kivin sheberach yom rishon." Since the Brisa says you made the bracha the first day, shuv eino mevarach. You don't make a bracha anymore. So we seem to have from a Brisa a stira against both statements of Rabba Barachana in the name of Yochanan. Rabba Barachana said in the name of Yochanan that you make sukkah all 7 days. Here it says you make sukkah only one day. And Rabba Barachana said in the name of Yochanan you make a lulav only one day. And here it says you make it all 7 days. So kasha lulav a lulav and kasha sukkah sukkah both. Of the statements of Rabba Barachana in the name of Yochanan seem to be contradicted by this Brisa. Now, he's an Amora, so he has a problem if the Brisa contradicts him. Shmuel says, no, not so fast. Bishlom alulav alulav lo kasha. The fact that Rabba Barachana says that you go and take the lulav only one time, and this Brisa says that you take the lulav all 7 days, chosen v'ro kol shiva, that's not a kasha, because Khan, in the Brisa, it's talking about his mancha based on Mikdash Kayim. And then in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an obligation to take the lulav all 7 days. So you made a bracha all 7 days. That's the mitzvah deraisa. And here, when he says you only make it one day, Khan is mancha based on Mikdash Kayim, so the rabbi said, Zechel Mikdash, you take it all 7 days, but you only make the bracha on the first day when it's a deraisa. So lulav alulav lo kasha. No, El Sukkah Sukkah Kasha. In the Brisa, it says that you make the Sukkah only one time. Kirch Sheberach Yom Rishon Shuvenu Mavarach. By Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan said you make it all 7 days. So Sukkah Sukkah Kasha. Someone says you're right. The Brisa disagrees with Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan. But Tanoi, this is in fact the Machlokes Tanoim. And Rabba Bar Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan has a different Tana that they go like. What is that? The Tanya. The Brisa says, Tfilin, when a person puts on Tfilin, kol mizman shemenichon mevorach aleihem. Every time you put them on, you make a new bracha. This is the opinion of Rabbi, Divrei Rabbi. However, the Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Eino mevorach al shachris bovad. You only make the bracha shachris in the morning if you take it off, and then you go put it back on. You don't make another bracha. So, the Chachamim, they're like the opinion in the Brisa that it says you only make the bracha one time on the Sukkah, just like you only make the bracha one time on the Tefillin. As opposed to Rabbi, who says every time you put on the Tefillin, you make a bracha, so that would be the opinion of Rabba Bar Barachana. Amar Rav Yochanan, they hold like Rabbi, just like with the Tefillin, you make a bracha each time, so too with the Sukkah, you make a bracha each time. Now we're still in the middle a little bit of this Sugya, but this is a good break point to stop, so we'll conclude today's shiur over here.